Book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, one verse, verse 22. Almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Lord, help us a little while this morning. I want to preach a little while on the three great needs of life. The three great needs of life. A story was told of a country boy, and I identify with that. Went to New York City, and after he got to New York City, he went out on Fifth Avenue and walked in all the shops, all the stores, saw all the things that were there, and when he finally got back home, somebody asked him, they said, well, what do you think? You know, and that's about the way we would do. If I knew somebody had been somewhere like that, I'd probably say, what do you think? He said, well, he said, I never saw so many things that I could do without. I never saw so many things that I could do without. Amen. In my opinion this morning, and I think there's probably people here who would agree with me here, I feel like we live in the greatest country in the world. Amen. How many believe that this morning? I mean, our country's got problems. I mean, and problems and more problems. Amen. But I'm still glad to be in America. In spite of our problems, amen, we still have a little bit of hope left. Not a whole lot, but a little bit left. Amen. One thing is for sure, if we've ever prayed for our country, we better pray. If we've ever asked God to have mercy on America, we better be praying. Amen. I'm serious. We better be praying. I'm not saying that politically. I'm saying that factually. We better pray for this country. This country's in trouble. Amen. It's in more serious trouble than a lot of folk got any idea of. Amen. But as a people, amen, I'm glad to be an American, amen, and I still love my country, amen. And I know today that we have been blessed in a lot of ways. We've got things. We're blessed in so many ways. I mean, we're so familiar with things that a lot of people in this world don't even have any hope of having. I mean, we've got cars. We've got homes. We've got clothes. We've got heat. We've got air. Amen. We've got a little of this, a little of that. Amen. If anybody's starving to death in America, it sure is their own fault. Amen. Most folks that are going lacking, it ain't because they couldn't have. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Just we're blessed. We're blessed so many ways and so many things. We're spoiled. Somebody say amen. We're just spoiled. Amen. Almost to a point that we don't even hardly count it a blessing anymore. We just expect it to be a part of our life. Amen. All these things. Amen. So disappointed sometimes when we don't have what we want. Amen. Come on now. We want things. We're people. We're Gentiles. Jesus told us, amen, after these things do the Gentiles seek. Amen. I like new stuff, don't you? Amen. I mean, I'd rather go buy a new set of clothes than go to the thrift store and buy a used set of clothes. Can somebody say amen? I mean, we just like things. Amen. We are in a great country, but the sad reality is we have become a materialistic society. Amen. America, amen, our binge is things. We want things, and no matter how many things we've got, we want more things. Amen. Amen. And that, I guess, has its place. There's things seems like we got to have, can't hardly get along without, especially in our country. But we're just kind of hung on that. But, you know, we're to a point the worth of a man is measured by that. Amen. By what he's got, how much money he's got, how much land does he have, what's the total of his stocks and his bonds and those things. And that's kind of the way a man is measured. But I like what one man said. He said, the real measure of a man's wealth is not found in the things that he has, but in the things he can do without. Amen. Come on now. Amen. When a man can say, I don't need those things. Amen. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 23 and 1. He said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Amen. You know, there's very few people in this world that's reached a place, amen, where they don't have a great desire for more things. Amen. They're satisfied with the blessings of God in their life. There's a lot of things in this world that, in all honesty, we could do without. We don't think we can sometimes, but we can do without. There's times, sometimes things don't work out. You don't get what you want. And don't even get sometimes what you feel like you need. But you know what? Life goes on, don't it? Hey, man, you wake up Monday morning, you're still alive. Hey, man, you don't have it. Probably ain't going to be able to get it, but you're still living. Life goes on. But there are some things we've got to have. They're not just wants in life. There are some things that are absolute necessities in our life. This writer here, the book of Hebrews, it tells us here in this 22nd verse, he said, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. One of the things that we are in need of, we've got to have, is blood. Amen. We've got to have blood. Amen. This text mentions this. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You realize this morning that nearly every religion in the world has a blood sacrifice of some kind as part of its religion. Amen. If you were voodoo this morning, amen, they literally drink the blood, amen, of their sacrifices. All over the world today, sacrifices will be made. Different types of religion, different religious ceremonies require blood. Amen. The law, we get back in the Word of God, the law, the covenants, amen, we're all sealed by blood sacrifice. That first tabernacle they built, amen, when that tabernacle was built and all those instruments were laid out to do the work and the labor in the tabernacle, all of it was sprinkled with blood, amen. The covenant, the law, amen, was sprinkled with blood. The priest, amen, blood was even sprinkled on them. It's a bloody religion, amen. Everything, even the tabernacle, was not even considered totally sanctified and holy and ready for the work of God without a blood sacrifice, amen. Without the shedding of blood, the writer said, there is no remission. We live in a natural body, amen. Part of our body, the Bible tells us the life of the flesh is in the blood, amen. This morning, it doesn't matter how much money you got, doesn't matter how much land you've got, doesn't matter how much stocks, bonds you got. And I'm not against any of that. That's good, amen. But it doesn't matter how much of that you got, amen, you got to have blood if you're going to live, amen. Blood, amen, supplies the cells of your body with nutrients and life, oxygen, amen. And then beyond that, it cleanses the body, amen. Takes away that has been used throughout the body, amen. We got to have blood. You can't live without blood, amen. In your body this morning, God has so designed the human body, amen, that we have organs, amen, that are complicated, amen. The human body this morning is a part of an ongoing study called medicine, amen. Men have studied, amen, the human body for years, and it's a marvel, amen. The psalmist even declared, amen, we're wonderfully and fearfully created. The body, amen, all the things that God has put in place. And yet that body and the organs of that body, the mind, all of it, doesn't matter how intricate, doesn't matter how detailed, how complicated it is, it cannot live without blood. It takes blood for you to live. You can't survive without blood. Hey, don't care how strong you are, how young you are, how much vitality you have. All we got to do is drain the blood out of you and you're dead, man. You're dead, woman. You got to have blood. Amen. But one of the main factors here that the writer's talking to us about blood is not for living in this world, but it is for preparation of life beyond this world. You know, so many people are so busy trying to prepare for life here, they're going to miss life there. Amen. Life isn't about here. Life is about after here. Amen. Beyond here. Amen. To be prepared for death. Amen. That's what this blood that he's talking about here is all about. Amen. I'm for good works. I believe the Bible endorses good works. I believe when we're saved, we will be doers of good works. Amen. I'm for that. I see people doing good. I don't care if they're, it doesn't matter if they're saved or lost. Doesn't matter how steeped in sin they may be. If they do something good, amen, I'm for that. Amen. But it doesn't matter how much good we can do. amen, we still can't be saved by good works. I'm for it, amen. I really am. I'm for good works. I wish we had more people that were intent on doing good, that were endeavoring to do good, trying to do good, trying to be a good neighbor, trying to be a good, amen, a good family member, trying to be a good worker, amen, whatever. But I'm telling you, all the goodness that you could get out of your life, squeeze out of your life, cannot save you. If you're going to be saved, it's going to take the blood. Amen. I'm for works. I'm for morality. Amen. I've got family this morning, moral people. I've got neighbors that are moral people. Amen. I don't think they'd steal from me. Huh? Amen. I lock my doors when I leave, but it ain't because of my neighbors. It's because of somebody from out of town that might come by. Amen. Moral people. Amen. Good people in a lot of ways, but the morality can't save them. I mean, there's people today that have never done a lot of things that I've done when I was a sinner. I mean, they were just raised. They've done good. They've lived good lives, good moral lives. Amen. But the only way they can be saved is through the blood. It takes the blood. Can you say amen? The blood of Jesus. Amen. It's the only thing that can save them from their sin. Listen, the blood is not an option in our life. Amen. Religion, amen, has its place. But even that can't save. It takes the blood of Jesus. Amen. The blood. In the Old Testament, he's talking here to us. And he said, almost all things are by the law purged with blood. When they would take their Old Testament sacrifice, they would kill that sacrifice and shed that blood. That blood was a type or a figure for that was to come. But that blood of the Old Testament can never truly save from sin. Amen. The writer of Hebrews tells us, amen, that could never save. But I'm telling you, there is a blood this morning that can save from the very vilest sin. Amen. It can cleanse a man no matter how filthy, how vile, how ungodly he is. Amen. There is a blood that can save him and forgive him. And I'm telling you, we need that blood. Amen. If I were to take a poll this morning in this house of God, how many is planning on going to hell? I don't think I'd get one hand. I don't think one hand would be raised. Amen. If it were maybe a child, not knowing, understanding what I'm saying. But I think if I were to ask this morning how many of us in some region of our mind is considering heaven for eternity, I think most of us would say, yeah, I am. I remember when I was lost, amen, I wasn't intending to go to hell. I wasn't planning on going to hell. I was planning somewhere, someday, amen, to get saved, amen. But I'm telling you, when I got to that point, amen, it took the blood to save me. I tried to do better. I tried to turn over a new leaf, tried to quit some of my bad habits. I couldn't do it, but I'm telling you, when I was washed in the blood, amen, it gave me a new language, gave me a new dress, gave me a new attitude, gave me a new spirit. Thank God, amen, for the blood this morning. You gotta have it. It's not an option. You gotta have the blood. You can join the church and get baptized. That's all well, but you still gotta have the blood. You gotta have the blood. It's one of the necessities of life. Another necessity of life is faith. The same writer here in Hebrews in the 11th chapter, that chapter that we call the God's Hall of Fame, as he marches out before us, all these great men and women who are of faith that we read about in the Word of God that inspires our life and challenges us. And throughout that, we get to verse number 6 in that chapter. And he tells us there, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. It is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There's people that try to please God in a lot of different ways. And I think we ought to. We ought to strive every day of our life to please God. Try every day of our life to walk in a way that God would be pleased. I like that old song. Amen. The sisters sing sometimes, amen, will he be satisfied with me? I come to the end. I want God to be satisfied, don't you? I want to be pleased with the words I want to hear when I get to the end, when I take my last breath. I want to hear the Lord say, well done. That's what I'm aiming for. That's what I'm seeking for. Amen. But I'm telling you, if I'm going to please God, amen, I've got to have faith. Amen. I know there's a lot of people that discount that, and I'm telling you, faith has been abused. The doctrine of faith has been abused. It ain't just so you can drive a new car. Amen. A get-rich-quick scheme that God has lined up. No, that ain't what it is. Amen. But it's just simply believing, trusting, amen, acknowledging, amen, leaning on him, depending on him. It's an acknowledgement that we are not capable within ourselves, that we are not able within ourselves. I need him. Amen. And my faith, amen, is not in me this morning. My faith is in him. Can you shout amen? Jesus talking to his disciples. Amen. They had needs in their life. Amen. But this is the one thing he said. Amen. He said, have faith in God above all else. Amen. Have faith in God. Never reach a place. Never reach a day. Never reach a situation. Never reach a circumstance that you don't believe God, that you can't trust God. I tell you what's wrong with a lot of people. They about give up even on God. Amen. Amen. I've about given up on a lot of things in life. I like what one man said. Amen. He said, I'm working on my second million. He said, I gave up on the first. Just dropped that and went on toward the second one. Amen. A lot of things I've about given up on. I've looked at things. I've tried to put confidence in things and get so frustrated. Amen. Just said, well, might as well just forget it, go on to something else. But Jesus is telling us here, you can't do that with God. Don't care where you're at this morning. Don't care what you're facing. Doesn't matter what dilemma you find yourself in. You've got to have faith in God. You say, well, preacher, I've prayed and don't seem like God's answered. You still got to believe him. Amen. It didn't work out the way I thought it was. You still got to believe him. You still got to trust him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. Can't satisfy God no other way except through faith. You got to have faith to even get saved. Amen. You got to have faith in that blood that I just talked about. Amen. Because if you don't believe that happened, if you don't believe that was real, you never get saved. I wasn't there. I didn't see Jesus hanging on the cross. Amen. I don't know anybody that has a vial of that blood, amen, that I can go and buy or they would even give me. Amen. But I'm telling you, I've got to believe that. Amen. I believe the story of the Bible, don't you? Amen. The Bible said, amen, the opening words of the scripture, he said, in the beginning, God. Amen. I wasn't there. Amen. But I believe that. Amen. How did this world get to be? God made this world. Amen. That satisfies me. I don't have to explain anymore. Nothing else has to be explained to me. I don't have to understand it beyond that. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But I believe it this morning. Amen. I didn't see Christ hang on Calvary. I didn't see the blood fall. Amen. I don't know. Amen. What all happened? I don't know how God done it, how it was all scooped up, how God, amen, has that in some reservoir today so that every sinner comes, as one songwriter said, amen, and they're dipped beneath the blood and they lose all their guilty stains. I don't know exactly how all that works, but I believe it does. I said, I believe it does. I believe it enough that I've trusted it in my life. I believe it enough I've urged others. I've tried to encourage others to believe the same thing. Amen. Gotta have faith. It's impossible to please him without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. I pray daily. I pray daily. Several years ago, when we were still young Christians, just a young preacher. And we started attending church with Brother Jones and them, and Brother Jones really preached on prayer. And he encouraged the congregation, just as I've done here, try to spend at least an hour a day somewhere before God. We need that, don't we? Can I get a witness here? We need to pray. Amen. But when I go to prayer, Amen. It ain't like, you know, I call Brother James, and even though I don't see him, amen, even on the phone, I hear his voice, and I know he's listening to me. He responds back if we carry on a conversation. Amen. It ain't like that all the time with God. Sometimes we go to prayer, amen, and we pray. Amen. We don't see God. Amen. We don't audibly hear God. Amen. But when I get done praying, I believe God has heard my prayer. Amen. How foolish, how vain it would be. Amen. To get up, amen, and begin to pray. Begin to just go in a room. Amen. Whether you're pacing the floor, or you're lying prostrate. Amen. Or you're kneeling down, just to get in a room alone and begin to say words. Amen. Somebody think you lost your mind. And you probably would have, or probably will. Amen. If you just do that daily, amen, without any faith. But I'm telling you, when we pray, we believe that God hears us. And I like what the Apostle John said. We believe that if he hears us, we have the petitions that we have asked in him. Amen. I'm telling you, when we pray, I believe God. I've prayed things. I've talked to God about things. And I've seen God just do it. Amen. In a way I know God heard my prayer. Can you say amen? We've got to have faith. You got to have faith. You must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Jesus said, have faith in God. Apostle Paul, Romans 5:1, he said, therefore, being justified by faith. By faith. How can I get saved? I got to be good to get saved? No, you got to have faith to get saved. Amen. He said, it is by faith that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I'm not trusting me this morning for my salvation. I'm trusting God for my salvation. Amen. I'm not trying to work out my salvation. I'm trusting God for my salvation. Come on now. Now you hear me this morning. Salvation would evoke good works in your life. Amen. You get saved. Amen. It's impossible for you not to do better. You will do better. You'll talk better. Come on, amen. Amen. You'll live better. You'll dress better. You'll treat people better. Amen. But not to get saved, but because you got saved. Amen. I'm telling you, the work was of God. The work was God's. It was nothing that we done. Only thing we done was just come and say, yeah, it's me, Lord. I'm the one. I'm the one that's lost. I'm the one that's guilty. I'm the one that's condemned. But I'm telling you, the salvation came to us from God. The Bible said salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we received that when we just believed him. Done what he said to repent, turn from our sin. Amen, and trust him and start living a different life. Amen. We've got to have the blood. We've got to have faith. And there's one more necessity in life, and that is you've got to have Christ. Amen. Christ is not an option. Amen. Many religions, as a matter of fact, amen, almost every 4 years when they have a presidential inauguration, and there's a prayer prayed every year. Politicians, amen, during their trying to be elected, they'll run around talking about God bless America. They'll close their little speeches with God bless you and God bless America. Amen. But you don't ever hear any of them say, thank God for Jesus and the blood. Thank God for Christ. Amen. It don't matter. You can mention God because you can take the word God and make it generic. Amen. When you say God, you could mean, amen, Buddha. You could mean Allah. You could mean, amen, any God of any religion. But when you say Christ, you're talking about God's only begotten Son. Come on here now. Amen. Jesus said in John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me,
ye can do nothing. Amen. You realize this morning how, vulnerable, amen, how absolutely helpless we are without the Son of God. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, I like what one man used to say it like this. He said, I'm a zero, I'm a double zero. But when he steps beside me, I become 100%. Can you say amen? I'm telling you this morning, we need this man called Jesus. Amen. He is the one who died for us. It was his blood that was shed for us. And without his blood, you're going to meet God lost. You're going to meet God undone and be separated for all eternity. Amen. We got to have Christ. You've got to listen. Christ is not an option. He cannot be considered an option. You've got to have Christ. You've got to profess him. Matter of fact, he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Amen. A lot of people talk about God, but amen, and I'm for that. Thank God. I'm not ashamed of God the Father, but I'm telling you, amen, even God expects us to profess his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, in John 10 and 9, he said, I am the door. He didn't say, I am a door. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. You see how exclusive this is? There's no other way you can be saved except through Christ. Amen. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Amen. But it is through him, only through him. John 14 and 6, he said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Not a way, but I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. I am the exclusive route. Amen. There's no other way. Come on here this morning. There's no other means. Amen. The Bible tells us in Acts 4 and 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can't be saved in Muhammad's name. You can't be saved in Allah's name. You can't be saved in Buddha's name. But you can be saved in Jesus' name. You can have victory in there. You can have victory in Jesus' name. You can find cleansing and power and grace and faith and hope in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In this life, it seems like there's many things we got to have. Don't we? It just seems like you got to have it. I mean, I can't hardly imagine functioning without a vehicle. Huh? Can you? And if you don't have one, I'll give you one. It's got two wheels. Got pedals. Got handlebars. Hey, man, you don't have to have insurance. Huh? You can save that money. And you can have transportation. Huh? Come on now. Whew. Hey, if I didn't have no other way to go, me and my wife several years ago, we decided we wanted us a bicycle. Sister Beasley, we went over to Walmart, I believe it was Walmart, bought us a brand new bicycle. I think it was at the old Walmart. Bought us a brand new bicycle. I guess mine might have 10 miles on it. Huh? It probably ain't got much more than 10 on it. Huh? Hers about the same way, but they're in good shape. We keep them in the barn. Amen. They're hung up. They ain't even on the floor. We keep them hung up so they won't get messed up. Huh? Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, if you need transportation, we'll get you some. Feel like you got to have it. Things you got to have. I got to have it. Amen. Something like you run, not necessarily try to get ahead, just try to keep pace. Amen. So many things got to have, got to have. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. But there's three things you got to have. You've got to have the blood. Not just your blood, you got to have the blood of Jesus. That blood, the one songwriter said, it reaches to the highest mountain. He didn't find me there. He said, but it flowed to the lowest valley. There's where I was. Thank God for the blood. You got to have the blood. And you've got to have faith. And you've got to have Christ. Amen. I'm telling you, if you've got that combination, you can get into heaven. Can you say amen? I said, if you got that combination, you just walk right on in. Thank God without a bit of problem. Amen. You just walk right on through the pearly gates. Amen. But without these, there ain't no way you can make it. You got to have it. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm all for preparing for the years ahead if the Lord tarries. I'd like to be able to at least buy me a hamburger every now and then. At least a hot dog. Occasionally. Maybe a cone of ice cream sometime. But if I just prepare for that and stop, my whole efforts have been in vain. So I got to get a little past that. And what I got to do is get ready for eternity. For forever. Because that's where we're headed. And then none of us can avoid that. You can't stop it. Amen. You know, there's people today, young people, they don't have to worry about retirement. They'll never get there. They'll be dead before they ever get there. They'll be killed. They'll be slaughtered on the highway, slaughtered in a war, in a gunfight somehow. They'll never get there. But that's what they're worried about. There was a young man, I remember the story years ago. He was asked about the future. What are you doing? What are you going to do? He said, well, he said, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get out of high school. Then I'm going to college. He said, what are you going to do then? Well, after that, he said, I'll go through college, graduate, get a good job. What are you going to do then? He said, well, get a good job. And he said, get a family, raise a family. What are you going to do then? He said, well, I just work through the years till I get old enough to retire and retire. What are you going to do then? He said, well, I just retire and travel and just enjoy retirement. What are you going to do then? He said, well, I guess I'll just get old and die. So what are you going to do then? He had an answer for everything except the last question. But that's where we're headed. Amen. But God's made a way. God has supplied to us what we're going to need. As long as we're in this world, He's going to take care of us. Amen. I believe that, don't you? Somehow, so through the depression, God had saints of God. They made it right through it. God blessed them. God's going to help us somehow, some way. I don't know how all the time, but God's going to help us. But I'm telling you, there's some things you got to have. You got to have that blood. Without it, he said, there is no remission. Ain't no salvation. You got to have faith to get to that blood. And that blood is not the blood of the bulls and heifers and goats of the Old Testament. That blood is the blood of none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's what we've got to have. And as long as we've got that, everything else will be all right.